The condition assessment for the Blind Slough plant is being done by McMillan Jacobs Associates, an engineering and consulting firm. The borough's utility director, Carl Hagerman, says the assessment started last spring and included inspections of the facility in the spring and summer.
This is a pretty detailed effort to take a close look at all the facilities, all the components and the equipment, and come up with a summary of what we need to do to make sure that that facility can operate well into the future, reliably, and provide power. It historically provides about 25% of the power to the community, so it's important to the department and the community, and we would like to see it continue to operate long in the future.
The power plant is one of two sources for Petersburg's hydroelectricity, and it's cheaper than the power purchased from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. The dam at Crystal Lake and power plant near Blind Slough date back to 1924, although existing equipment was installed in the 1950s. A newspaper report from 1925 says the initial cost of the project was $115,000. Hagerman says one of the generators at the site is a 1920s vintage, but doesn't get used very much. The main generator dates to the 1950s. The assessment recommends three fixes in the urgent category because they could pose a danger to employees of the electric utility. Hagerman explains one problem noted was potential exposure to electrocution at the powerhouse.
There's a cage that houses, for employer protection, some connections from the generator that they felt the cage wasn't quite good enough. They would like to see some more shielding. It's basically a mesh cage, and they want a solid cage around these connections. There's an arc flash hazard, and you know, it's been like that since the 1950s, so obviously there have not been any problems at the site, but the potential is there, so that's an easy fix, and the department will take care of that in the near future.
Other recommended urgent fixes are tests of some of the components to make sure they're working properly. That includes a valve that can be used for bypassing water away from the power plant. Those are recommendations in the short term, but the report also looks at a longer-term replacement and improvements for some parts of the facility. Hagerman says he was surprised by the consultant's focus on replacing the penstock. That's the pipeline where water is dropped 1,200 feet down from the lake and into the generator.
The pipeline it's a steel pipe that is not in terrible shape, I didn't think, but they found that by upsizing the pipe, we can reduce head loss in the pipe and potentially produce more power with the same amount of water that we're using now. So that's interesting to me. Any time when you can use the same resources and produce more power probably deserves a closer look.
Head loss is the energy lost because of friction in the pipeline. The consultant is also looking into replacing the turbine and generator and possibly increasing storage capacity in the reservoir at Crystal Lake. There are no dollar amounts yet connected to these recommendations, but the consultant will be completing a final assessment with a capital improvement plan this winter.
Nothing needs to be, you know, replaced tomorrow to continue to operate. You know, there are numerous things that should be done to help us out, failing components, older equipment, within the next 3 to 5 years. But there are quite a few items that that they're recommending be done, you know, in 5 to 7 to 8 years. So we do have some time. The facility is definitely not failing overall, and we have time to plan a really good project or projects and move forward with some improvements out there.
The electric utility has cash reserves to cover the cost of some work. Some of the capital projects being studied could carry big price tags, however. Hagerman says he's pretty confident the utility will be able to make some improvements without requiring a raise in electrical rates. In a related note, the water level at the reservoir has improved slightly with rainfall this month, but still has a long way to go before it's completely refilled. With a dry summer, the utility got close to having to shut down the Blind Slough plant earlier this fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.